to your comments. Always welcome on 131 873. Michelle's on the line. G'day, Michelle. How can we help you?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Thanks.
Great. I've just got a question, please. I'm renovating my bathroom. I want a sort of a farmhouse, small farmhouse. And I have a very, very small area, 1.2 only, to put a vanity in. It originally had a single vanity basin.
Right.
For resale, should I go a double vanity? Now, yeah. Only toilet.
Yeah, it's look. I can't picture it, but it sounds to me like it may be very small. Look, if it looks out of place and it's going to clutter, I would think it's not going to add a lot of value. I'd just be very, very careful when you're in those small spaces. Michelle, go and have a look at some of the opportunities for you to get lots of stuff into very small areas. Some of these bathroom places are very, very clever at doing that. They may have a good solution for you.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Kevin. It's a bit tricky to know what to do.
It is. Hey, if you hang on the line, I think we might actually give you a copy of Michael Sloan's book. Would you like that?
I would love that. I'd love to be a property investor, and I have no idea where to start.
Well, this will help you. It's called The Formula of Successful Property Investing. It's a great book. I've read it myself, and I thoroughly recommend it. Michael Sloan is the author. If you hold on the line, Michelle, I'll give you back to Ash, and we'll get the details, and that book is all yours, okay?
Thanks, Kevin.
Good on you. And all the best with your renovations too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, you've got to be very careful, Michael, haven't you, when you're doing renovations. And this is touching on what you said earlier, is about making sure you understand what the market really needs.
Yes, you've got to have a look at how much you're spending and how much difference it's going to make. Mm. I mean, sometimes you can spend $40,000 on a renovation and get an increase in value of 60 or 80. But other people, especially when they're trying to renovate for profit, you know, I would say over the years, most people that I've met that tried to renovate for profit haven't made any profit.
No, that's right.
But when you live in it, it's a perfect time to do the place up slowly and add value.
Yeah, we spend a fair bit of time talking about renovations, and we've got a couple of really good renovation experts who will constantly tell us that they've seen so many people, you know, come into what looks like a very, very easy method of making money, and they'll just lose money hand over foot. Now, I've got to say that I'm actually one of those people who've actually lost money through renovation, because in the early stages didn't really know what we were doing, and it just looked so easy. And it is so easy sometimes to buy a property and think, oh, well, I'll just turn this over. But
I did it myself a long time ago, first property I ever bought.
Yeah, there's some valuable lessons there. Hey, I want to talk to you about something you wrote in your book, and that is the guaranteed wealth creation strategy. Tell me about that, because anything that's got a guarantee on it, sort of my ears prick up straight away.
Yes, Kevin. Well, this one is guaranteed, because what I was talking about is debt reduction. And it's something that doesn't get a lot of press, but paying down debt is a guaranteed way to create wealth. And there's a lot of really good calculators. We've got some on our website, and there's some on other websites as well, where you can just throw around some figures and run some numbers to see how much money you're going to make just by $50 or $100 a week going into your mortgage. Mm. Mortgages are the biggest debts that people carry. And that's why you've got to be very careful buying a negative property. You talked about negative or positive properties before. People buy a negative cash flow property that might cost them $100, $200 a week. What they don't do is look at the lost opportunity of what they could have done with that money. Mm. How much money will that make you by putting it into your mortgage? Because that money is guaranteed wealth creation.
Yeah. So have the discipline. See, it requires discipline, doesn't it? And it requires the plan and the focus for you to be able to do that.
Sometimes you just got to get off your backside and do a bit of work as well. You know, when I do presentations, I'll say to people who would change banks for $11 a week if they saved $11 a week, and no one will put their hand up. But $11 a week on an average mortgage could be 0.25% on your loan. Now, over the life of the loan, that will save you about $17,000. But if you leave your payment the same as it was before, it actually saves you about $40,000.
Do you think we're lazy, or we just don't really do the sums and
well,
work it
often
out for ourselves?
We don't do the sums. Mm. But take a week off work. You know, it is a lot of trouble moving banks. So take a week off work if you need to. And what I say to people is call a couple of banks that you don't deal with and ask them to pitch for your business. When they give you the best rate, as long as the loan's equal, go back to your bank and tell them you want them to match it. And what they'll often do is stay within about 0.25% above what you've got because they don't think you'll bother moving for that much money. But if you do the sums, make sure you know how much it's worth to you, especially if you maintain the same payment, because that's when it really turns into tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, those small fish can be very, very sweet. As an example, you know, many years ago or a few years ago, we tried an exercise where we just opened a bank account and we thought, oh, we'll just put $50 a week in.
Yep.
It's just an automatic payment. It just goes in. And we just left it, didn't touch it. It was amazing how quickly that grew and it became a substantial amount of money. So sometimes the small, sweet fish can really add up to be quite big.
Yeah, there's lots of small things you can do to save money on your mortgage. And one of them is have a look at how much money your kids have got in their bank and what are they earning, a couple of percent interest. And even older children saving for a deposit to buy their own place might have a bit of money in there. And they're getting next to no money and they're paying tax on it. Put it in your offset account against your loan and pay your kids the interest rate you're paying on your home loan.
Yes.
It'll be two or three times what they're making.
Mm.